Welcome!
Oh, that pinked so hard.
It just whacked out from me, so I didn't hear that at all.
It poofed.
Whoosh, gone.
Wah!
Wah!
And just fades.
It's like you get the Mario's wah, but not the who.
Wah! Welcome back to another episode of the Z-Team. Hello! Wow!
Hi.
Look at us. Look at us. Who would have thought?
Not me.
I'm going to be your guys' game master. My name is Sky, and with me are my ever-benevolent players. With me is Mr. Bada Bing himself, Engines Plane Clack.
Hi.
We got Boom Boom with the Goon... Oh.
That's we Mr. Boom Boom to you, sir.
Mr. Boom Boom Bastic playing... Or Coop playing is Beard.
Yep, and
we got Onyx Real Boom 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 playing...
Tide?
Yes, Tide Sandell.
I'm waiting for him to say it. Say it, damn it.
Thank you guys so much for... So this is episode 2 of... if you haven't seen the first one, obviously go back and watch it. We didn't hear the tide.
You didn't say it.
It must be low tide right now. It'll come in.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Thanks, guys. We're here all day. Unfortunately, please let me go home. So on the previous episode, you guys... We're kind of, we didn't really have a job, so you saw, well, there was an auction in town, maybe we could just make a game out of it. So you guys got dressed up all fancy, made your way through the door into this, like, bumpin' tavern, and there was a guy blocking you from going downstairs. Now your two invisible companions just went anyways. Clack, being a little bit louder, decided to go visit a man upstairs, the owner of the establishment. He met a wonderful man known as Big Papa. And Big Papa let him through, because he's family. Björn and our other companion,
Gregorick,
decided that the best course of action was to murder everybody in the establishment. That way nobody was in the way of the stairs.
Totally Björn's idea.
Yeah, so bloodthirsty Björn and all. Yep. You dispatched a couple guards, stole their fast pass to the Disney rides, and headed your way downstairs. That's where we are now. We are in this giant arena here. Like, literally, kind of like gladiatorial style. Sand on the floor, this big high-rise wall, and you guys are in the stands here, sitting on these extravagant benches. And as you kind of like sit there with Gregnan, he wipes the blood from his blade, and he goes, "This is crazy. All right, so basically, we got two options. One of us has to be up here bidding. And like, you know, because we're using the card of our benefactor, and I'm really not a fighter. I've literally used everything in the next, and like you guys could sneeze on me and I will die. I'm gonna put it out there. You will probably stomp on me and kill me. Maybe on purpose. You know what? What I am gonna say, you guys need to get down there. And kind of fight, and any items that get thrown into the pit, you have to you gotta grab them, and then we'll put the bid in for them, and then when we win the fight and the item, maybe one of them will be the gem we're looking for.
What kind of fucking auction house is this?
Well, you know, rich people, they want their entertainment, but you can't just, like, sit in a chair and be like, "Oh, I'm gonna pay, 20,000 gold for that, gold urn a dragon shit in." You know, they don't want people to fucking die, while they get their items. So, a lot of these guys, around the room here, they've got, they got fighters for them. So.
Oh.
We're your fighters, then, I guess.
Yeah, you're Gragnon's fighters. That's what I have you under the team here. So I got you a little badge here. Let me just pin that to your armor. Well, Do you have any, like, cloth on you? It's all metal here, Clank. Oh, I could just put through your beard. Here, hold on.
I just twined it in there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow, that's... Oh, yeah, is there... Oh, there's a small bird in there. We'll just let that one...
Leave him be.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll put him back in. Look a little malnourished. Maybe we can... Okay, we'll talk later about that. He pins it in. Like I said, beard, and he goes, do you want it entwined in yours, or do you want just on the front of the robe?
I don't have... Just give it to me.
I'll just shove it in his chin.
Yeah, I think we just... He's like, pricks your thumb. There we go. We'll just stab it through your thumb. You don't need hands.
Give me that.
Okay. Well,
Bjorn takes it from him.
And Mr. Tide. I don't think the dragon... I mean, maybe the dragon... wherever she, he, they are... kind of like looks around looking for the fairy dragon. Wherever they are, I think they stay here with me just in case, you know, I get jumped. So, Mr. Tide, if you wouldn't mind communicating that. And, here's your badge as well.
Sure, man. So,
did you literally rip up a whole bowl on your way down here?
Nah, man, I'm low tide today. I don't got a lot of energy in me, man.
When did we get a change
so,
in time?
So, pots and pans, here's where we're at. This is all in Sylvan, by the way. This guy is being quite the crybaby bitch side of tomato sauce and needs you to watch his back and stab people if they get too close. If that sounds agreeable, just go pot, pot, and pan, pan.
I mean, you just said a bunch of words, terrific. All right, you three get down there for victory.
Greg, now Pots and Pans is gonna stay with you. Don't worry.
Oh, if Pots and Pans never speaks, them. How do we even know its name's Pots and Pans?
Well, we nicknamed it Pots and Pans because that's where we found it in the kitchen, clanging with the pots and pans, trying to steal the nice silverware from the Godot's Fridays.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Win one
Have
for
fun,
the
everyone.
Win one for the Alamo. I don't.
Just make sure not to get us in too many fights.
Wait, it's an arena.
I was about to say you're kind of just in a free for all.
Oh, that's cool.
So you go sit down. There's like a little a door down to it. And they kind of let you in after checking you guys and, like, making sure you don't have, like, bombs or anything to hurt the audience. And then they put up the net and roll initiative.
4.
11.
That'd be a 17, my big guy.
Fuck.
Doesn't count if it lands on the floor.
As the gong kind of is rang... there are four other beings in this area. So you've got this big orc chieftain and his little goons around him. He's got about, like, basically just, like, full plate. He's got this big fucking axe. And, like, he's got, like, the, like, adorned headdress and shit like that. And he just, like, basically immediately calls out. He's like, I'm going to crush everyone. And then you've got this, like, steady gladiator with, like, the Roman helm. And, like, he slides it down into battle mode and kind of just gets his shield out and spear. There is this, amalgamation of eyes creature. And then out from this, like, blot of eyes are these two arms that have a spoon. And it kind of just like, yeah, it's killed. And then there is a gnome with a musket. So you guys are in about a 100-foot wide arena. The artillerist here is going to go first. He looks at the three of you and he goes, nope. And he's gonna fire at Clack there. It's gonna be a 19 to hit.
Francis Trail.
He's gonna grab a little wand from his bag and reload. It is Tide's turn.
Oh no, Clack.
Barely a dent.
Pump a third level heal into him.
He shot you, bro. That dude in the orc band. How many people are in his band?
He's got like 5 in total.
I think I'm gonna cone of cold them. Yo, bro. Chill out. Woo!
You're basically gonna kill all the small ones.
He makes his save.
So only take 20.
So there's just 4 orc boys just in poses. Dude, I'm gonna claim one of them as a statue.
What the fuck did you just do to my boys? With the crush.
Beard.
Yeah, I'm gonna use Tides of Chaos to get advantage on this, and then I'm going to send a firebolt at the main orc chieftain who's still left standing. And a nat 20.
Holy shit.
Nice!
I can't wait for, what is it, 4d10?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad, right?
29.
Did more damage than my fucking 5th level spell. This is bullshit.
But like, Ty, don't worry. They need to warm up. They don't need to cool down.
The gladiators see you guys absolutely deck this fucking orc is like, I'm gonna need to hurt them. So he's gonna do 80-foot dash.
Oh god, he's fast.
So he's there, and he has a reach. So he's gonna run up and base that spear for a.
Wait, after dashing?
Yeah,
21 to hit Tide.
Turn into an octopus.
You take 12 damage. Strength save.
I got a 15.
Perfect. Yeah, he almost knocks you prone, but you're able to get your feet up. Then it is as that spear slams into your leg. It is the creature. It's going to basically just like teleport here, like 30 feet into the middle of the arena. As it goes to look at the orc who's and all his companions with their frozen eyeballs. And
dinner time.
It's going to cast invisibility on itself and disappear. The orc's turn.
Come at me, bro.
40-foot walk. And he makes 3 attacks with his great axe.
Beard.
Yeah, beard. 15. Fucking 26. 26. You take 20 on the first.
What?
14 on the second. 17 on the third.
Alright, I'm down to 7 HP.
As he just like sprints over to Beard, he's like, why don't you take the heat? And he slams the axe. 1, 2, and the third one just goes like almost through your shoulder as it slams in there.
I'm used to milder temperatures, you know.
Clack.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to defend the most injured, so I will just step sort of between Big B and, you know, Ted.
You can toss me backwards, it's okay.
I would love to do that, except I don't want to use actions to, like, save you. I'll start my round of attacks, then. I'll make 1 a fainting attack and use a superiority to... that does not hit. I'm used to dealing with big groups, so I'm just going to attack him for the second one. Oh, fuck me. I'm going to be useless.
This guy hits hard and he hits fast. Please hit him.
All right, fine. 2 more attacks. Action surgeon. You are fucking kidding. So that was 4 whiffed attacks as I jump in the way heroically and go, shoo, 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 shoo. Well,
he's just
fuck.
A parrying and that heavy armor, you're not used to it. You just slam into every fucking plate and he kind of just chuckles. Top of the turret is the artillerist there. He looks at Ty or Clack again. He's going to make a shot. 22.
Meets.
I need everybody within 30 feet, which is basically everybody, except for, to make a dexterity save.
Okie dokie.
Even the gladiator dude?
Yes. And the chief, the orc.
10 for me.
I got a 12.
Yeah, I got a 14.
41 fire, or half to 20 if you pass.
What the fuck?
As he launches a fireball wand at you guys and then it explodes. You bring up your shield just in time to see this, like, bolt hit, and you're like, I'll be fine. And then it fucking explodes.
I just reflected it to the orc.
The gladiator did not pass either, so he just took 41 as well. And the orc passed, so he only takes 20.
Tide is going to use absorb elements to only take half the damage.
Is Bjorn dead?
I'm definitely unconscious. I'm not dead yet.
All right, it is Tide's turn. So did you you halved the thing?
Yeah.
All right. On your turn, a object gets thrown into the ring. This wonderful urn lands in the middle.
So Tide is going to cast a 4th level Cure Wounds on Bjorn. 20 points of healing back to you, Bjorn.
Perfect. Thank you.
And then Tide is going to turn into a beastie.
An octopus. Go hentai on the motherfuckers.
Yeah, he'll go pussy.
Nice.
Basically, making himself out to be the biggest threat now as an octopus.
Your beard.
Since Bjorn got side blinded by that, he's just gonna yell over a clack and be like, "Who the hell sent that fireball over?"
Hey, some little bastard over there.
Bjorn's just gonna send a fireball back.
This fucking artillerist just watches it and does not move.
Lowers his fingers, being like, boom. Just goes up in a mushroom cloud of fire.
32.
Nice.
Damn.
Gladiator's turn. He's gonna basically just take three attacks at this octopus who just randomly appeared.
Yo.
Dirty 20. 13. Had a 12.
Yeah, the 12 misses. What the fuck?
I'm alive.
14 and 9. So 23 damage to the octopus. Okay, the witch basically teleports the 30 feet, appearing from her invisibility. And
ooh, the witch.
And the eye creature sends out a curse.
Oh god.
So I need Clack to make a wisdom saving throw.
Ah, my favorite skill!
You got this, you're smart.
Oh yeah.
It's not about intelligence, it's about the wisdom.
I was about to say, he's not wise though.
Mm. He ain't fucking smart either. Right. Okay. That's not a good number. None of my dice are rolling good numbers tonight. This is a real problem for me. Yeah, cool.
Change dice.
DC 15?
No.
Okay.
I think you still have something to save yourself.
I could
Indomitable?
Indomitable. Yeah.
What was your roll? Because I can use Bend Luck to like add a D4 to it.
Oh, that won't cover it, no. It would have to be a re-roll or nothing.
Got it.
I'm going to attempt the re-roll, because I don't know what this curse does. Okay? that would have to be a 4 on the D4 if I was going to succeed.
Fuck it.
What the hell? I'll use the 2 sorcery points and give it a shot.
Jesus All right. Christ.
It's a 4.
Hey.
Oh! Cool!
You are Fuck not yeah. cursed!
Yeah!
She grabs a hold of the urn and holds it up and goes, "It has eyes on it." 27?
Oh, yeah.
25? And then that one.
Protection. Enemy someone within 5 feet of me. I can use reaction to give a disadvantage. Could I do that on one of the higher rolls?
Yeah, either way. So instead, you only take 18.
Whoa, 2 HP.
Yeah, so he just slashes Bjorn into him again, and your shield comes up, able to push the blade of the axe just past his skull, so unfortunately it doesn't quite
unfortunately.
Hit Bjorn a second time. And the third one, he basically just slams the ground in between Bjorn's thing. Yeah, I'm trying to kill you, fuck you.
I caught that too, what the fuck?
fuck you. and it is Clack's turn.
Aye. A new set of dice. Let's see how my axe acts. Okay, that's nice. It's above a 20. The 26 or so. 11 chopping damage. I will be the protection fighter that I am, so I'll do a normal attack, and then I'll rally for a bonus action. Okay. Hit him.
28.
Yep.
Sad, 8 damage. And then I will rally Bjorn. Ah! Bjorn, you heal, well, 10 hit points. 7. Enjoy.
Perfect, yeah. I don't know how thematically that works, but you dap him up. You fucking fist punch the bruise, and yeah, Bjorn feels a little bit better somehow.
I'm just like, Bjorn, get hold of yourself. Give him a nudge on the shoulder.
You're right.
God, now I feel so much better.
Existential crisis, Bjorn. Alright, top of the turn order, if you got nothing else.
I have nothing else.
Artillerist goes once again. He's going to make a move for the chair there. He can only move 30, or 25, 20 feet, because he's a gnome.
Alright, there is a chair.
He levels it at the giant octopus this time. that's definitely going to hit for 18 damage. And as you kind of watch him pull out another wand and load it into his crossbow as a bonus action.
What a weird asshole.
I've got some explosions for you.
Alright, Tide.
Tide's going to slap him up with his, ooh, a painting. Dab him up with his tentacles. It's going to be a 22 to hit.
22 to hit?
For a whopping 8 points of damage. And he is restrained. So, as the tentacles sloop around, both Clack and Bjorn, because I have a 10-foot reach with these tentacles, starts slurping and slithering around the orc.
Bill, by the way, the reason why I say Bill is because I have Bjorn and 11, so it just looks like Bill.
it would make more sense that Bjorn be Bill and I be Ted because of Tide.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll be the squirrel.
I'll be the guitar.
Play me, Daddy.
It is Bjorn's turn, yeah.
Okay.
Bjorn, if you can get out, I recommend it.
Stand behind the octopussy.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea to just, like, action disengage and then just slip behind the octopus so I don't get slammed any more than I already have been.
Alright, yeah, you disengage to the back wall behind the octopus. You still have bonus action unless you don't got anything.
Okay, yeah, I'll use 2 sorcery points, use Quicken to make all of my spells bonus actions. Yeah, I think I'm gonna use Magic Missile on the orc guy and then just guarantee a couple hits on him, even if it's...
Well, I mean, you have advantage, but yeah, it almost Scorching Ray gives you like 6 dice to roll.
Yeah.
Does it really?
We have confidence in you, Coop.
I'm indifferent.
I guess technically you have to roll 13 or higher.
Well, the first one definitely wasn't it. The second one rolled an 18, so 26, yeah.
Hit.
7.
Next Ray.
For 11.
Yeah, he's looking bad, guys.
Did he just be dead?
Yeah, Sky.
Gladiator's turn. Strike into the octopus. One shot is 22. For 10. Dirty 20.
Yeah, I'll hit.
For 12.
Okay, so I'm out of form and I take 11 damage. Alright.
Nat 20. With Master Critical, you take 33 damage.
Fuck.
Holy sh...
So yeah, he sliced through those tentacles, and then as you appear, he just, like, levels the spear, and he goes, goodbye. Boom! Right through, like, your back.
Yeah, I'm unconscious.
You guys opened up with some of the most powerful spells, and they were like, fuck, we have to take them out. She has officially held the urn, so now she teleports to the eyes over here. And there's also some frozen statues around here. She takes from her massive eyeballs, she reaches over and scoops through the ice their eyes out.
Grim.
And something happens, but you guys don't know what yet.
More eyeballs to collect.
Njork goes. He looks down at Clack after being released from the tentacles, and he goes, "Bad luck."
Aye, let's be having it.
First one's a miss. Second one, 23 hits. And last one misses.
Okie dokie.
So you take 24. You gotta be looking pretty dangerous today.
I'm not doing too bad.
Your turn, Mr. Clack.
Good. Right. Oh, God. I've got to do something about Tide. I can't heal, so all I can do is kick him awake, but that'll probably just add a point of death. So.
True.
It's okay. I have a healing potion. A few of them, actually. I only just realized.
Well, we're all there without healing potions. Right, okay, then let's go for another two rounds at this bitch. I'll make the first attack a beef. What's it called?
I'm sorry, you're making the first attack beef?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just slap him with some steak. I forgot what it's called. Feint attack. Let's do this. Okay, so that's a hell of a lot of... Fuck me! Second attack. Y'all want to roll up some new characters? Okay, I think it's time. That's my turn.
Okay. Gee, why did you fucking roll?
So, you did nothing that turn, right?
No. I don't just not tell you the numbers because I'm trying to be an ass. I'm not telling you because they're so low. Nothing can make them better.
Artillerist! Puts another 20 feet towards that chair. And then at the gladiator there, he's going to fire a bolt.
Oh, thank God.
throw us that bone, Sky. Throw at us.
Yeah.
I'll take it, Daddy. Bark, bark.
It hits Clack instead for some reason. no, I'm kidding. The gladiator takes 10 piercing, and then the magic missile wand goes off. Oh my God! Fucking 15 magic missile damage. It is Tides.
Hi.
Death save.
Yeah. It's an 18.
That's nice. A success.
Bjorn. He's got a family, Bjorn yells as he kneels down beside Tide and pours down his throat a superior healing potion. 26 HP.
What the fuck? Okay. Well...
You were just hoarding a superior, you ass?
I...
Oh my God!
That shit was good.
Been hiding the big dick. Let's see how it is.
Gladiator, he is going to move over and attack Bjorn. 19.
Oh yeah.
17.
Oh no.
And 15.
Oh, that's bad.
12 damage.
I'm down.
16, and he's just gonna pump all of it to give you two more death saves.
Oh, what a dick.
Okay, I am down and on two death saves.
I also rolled max damage on the second one and 12 on the third. Jesus.
Nice.
Yeah, so he just bump, bump, bump. As he just stabs you once, you drop. The second one goes right through your thigh. The third one, he like basically slashes your throat with a spear. Stay down. We're just going to teleport 30 feet. And she's going to gouge out the eyes of the artillerist. Oh my God, she hits. Uh-oh. He just goes, as he loses a fucking eyeball. He's gone. Orc's turn. Still gonna continue attacking Clack.
Yeah.
Three strikes. First one does not hit. Second one really doesn't hit. I rolled a 2, a 3, and a 4. So.
Good. Nice.
None of those are hitting as you bring up the shield. He's basically just bashing on a garbage can lid. Clack, you're go.
Okay, I'm gonna do the bonus action to heal myself. Second wind. Boom, boom. Oh, 10! Plus my level. Nice.
9.
Yeah. So
Lots of healing there.
That's pretty decent, yeah. And then I will do a full round of wailing against this guy and see what happens. First one misses. Second one does, however, hit. 12.
At the start of your turn, man leans over above you guys and he goes,
"Quack, what did I say when you and I were family?"
Oh, God.
I said, you never pull out on family.
Aye.
You never turn your back on family, right?
Aye.
Perfect. Johnny, give him a heal.
Oh, shit.
Johnny leans over and mass healing word.
Oh, I thought he was about to pull out on Clyde.
Johnny, no, you beautiful bastard.
So you all heal 9 HP. So after Johnny heals you, the artillerist dips back around over here, trying to get as far fucking away from this witch who just gouged at its eyes. He's gonna turn around, fucking attempt to snipe the witch. Fucking one damage. Plus 5 is 6. That's its turn as it loads in its last wand. Tide.
Tide gets up off his feet, looks at the gladiator guy and says, "You're a real fucking dick, you know that?
I'm gonna kill you."
Like, the whole purpose of this was to go for items, and you decide not to go for the items?
I'm gonna kill the two of you.
What a cockbag.
And then take that urn back.
Tide's gonna use fire shield.
Okay. So whenever he attacks, he takes fire damage, right?
Yep. And then I'm gonna turn into an octopus again.
How much fire damage does he get? It's like 3d6, right?
Every time he hits me, he's going to be incurring
2d8 fire damage, yeah. Cool.
It's not a weak thing. It starts to hurt after a while. But yeah, now I'm a giant octopus again.
Alrighty.
Actually, I'm going to get into a... Yeah. I'm going to stay here and be my octopusy self. Yeah, that's Tide's turn, though.
Bjorn.
Yeah, Bjorn's gonna stand up, just kind of dust himself off, go into his pouch, grab a greater healing potion, and then down that. Then he's going to take out, just out of pure spite, like, the vial of alchemist fire he has and throw it at the, at the Lancer.
Alright, nat 1. Roll me 1d4 fire damage.
3.
Gladiator. Just 3 stabs at the new octopus again.
Yay!
Hi.
That one. 26. And a 2.
Plus... Oh, wait, no, that misses 2. Dude, come on! The one time I want this fucker to hit me, he doesn't hit me.
He took 11 damage. How much does he take in fire?
Whoa. He takes 14 fire damage back.
Holy shit.
It's more than what he fucking delivered.
You probably could have killed him if he'd actually hit you again.
Yeah, I know. That's what pisses me off.
Clack, I would like you to roll a wisdom save.
A 14. Like, you want to do your 1d4 thing so I don't get cursed? What I assume is going to be cursed.
Yeah,
I will.
Okay.
Well, whoa, a 3.
Cool, that'll do. You only had to roll a 1.
Yeah.
Guaranteed victory.
You pass against the curse of the eye that appears in front of you.
Again! Bloody creepy bastard.
The orc, he can't seem to hit Clack, but this time he will, I swear.
Me too. You've got this, buddy.
17. 15. 21.
Ah! You tried your best.
I want to die.
Same.
I'm be rude with you.
Okay. Clack.
First attack. Going for faint. Fuck me.
Hit.
Fuck off!
This fight made longer brought to you by Rodar's Dice.
What the fuck is going on with you, man?
A 1 and a 4. What the hell? I rolled higher on my D8. right, I'm gonna. Normal attack. Oh, piss off.
That's my turn.
Alright. God, this is just not. Do you want me to start faking rolls? Can I just start pretending I hear
that? It's much funnier this way.
Funny. It is the mob boss's turn. As he looks at Bjorn, and he goes like,
"Are you part of the family?"
Sorry, what?
What's your name, son?
Bjorn?
Perfect. I want you to get that chair for me. If you give me that chair, I'll pay you up price. And I'll help you up.
That's the best sense of direction I've had yet today. I'll do it, sir.
Good. Don't disappoint me, son.
He prepares a action once Bjorn or somebody retrieves chair. It is the artillerist's turn. It steps on top of the chair, raises it high. Take a shot at the octopus.
Ah, Dr. Puss.
Actually, no, they're going to continue going after the witch. There's no way they're not shooting.
Yeah, because she gouged his fucking eyeball.
That's a crit. 16, and then the magic missile wand. 17. So, what's 34? 33. Alright, that witch is looking terrible now. Tide.
Tide is going to use his octopus tentacles to take the chair and then reach it up into the air.
Make it opposed, I guess, athletics to take it away from them?
I think I technically get advantage because I'm one size category larger than this guy.
Okay.
Two size categories, actually.
Yeah, because they're small.
Yeah.
16 plus 2 is 18.
Ooh. I went from a 2 to an 18. Ooh. And I don't know what octopus strength stats are. It's 3. It's 16. Yeah, plus 3. So 21.
It almost keeps it, but then you just raise it up, and he's like a foot off the ground before he's like, "All right, whatever, you can have the chair." Jesus. Fucking octopus, bitch.
And he's like, with one of the tentacles, he's lifting him up in the air, and with the other tentacle, he hands him a gold piece and shakes his hand.
What the fuck? I'm literally trying to get. Oh, yo, fuck you. Bjorn.
Since Tide's dealing with the chair and the artificer, Bjorn's just going to. Gonna level his eyes at the Lancer and then cast Shatter.
17 plus 3 is dirty. Oh, plus 6 is 23.
Okay, that's a pass. He'll still take 6 thunder damage.
Wait, you gave him back his Tides of Chaos?
Yeah.
It just automatically happens.
What?
Yeah, when you give him his Tides of Chaos back, after he casts a spell, you automatically roll on the wild magic table.
Only if the DM asks for it.
Well, that's what giving the Tides of Chaos back to you means. The DM asks for a wild magic.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're talking about. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Giving those back immediately.
So does that mean he has to make a second one?
No. He doesn't have to roll at all. It's just wild magic surge happens.
Okay. Do you want to roll a d100 for me?
He rolls once for the spell, and then here's the Tides of Chaos. Have fun.
28.
Oh. For the next minute, all your spells with a casting time of one action have a casting time of one bonus action.
Ooh. Oh my god!
Oh.
Do it!
That's a little busted. Alright,
do it right now! Do it right now!
I was about to say, can I do that now?
You could bonus action, I guess, Firebolt.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Firebolt on, Wait, should I go for the Lancer, or should I go for the Orc and kill him?
Lancer.
Lancer, since he goes next, and he's gonna stab you.
Alright, I'm gonna go for the Lancer. Roll that.
16 AC with a shield.
My attack spell bonus is...
So you have to roll 8 or 9 or higher.
I rolled the 10, so perfect.
That hits. 2d10!
Please die.
that wild magic surge just saved your bacon.
No kidding, actually.
I love it.
Because even on the minimum of dice, 2d10 is 2 damage.
He's dead.
I literally rolled a 1 and a 2, just so you know.
Oh my god, alright, well, he's very dead, but yeah, holy shit. That's all you can do unless you'd like to move.
Well, I mean, like now that he's... That
chair. Go get the chair.
Yeah, I might just move closer to the chair. Why not?
You can climb up the octopus and grab the chair from... is
that what I'm doing? My victory! No!
Do you want
to? Yeah, let's do it.
After that happens, the mob boss goes, "You're a good man. You're a good man. I like him. Quack. You and him, we're family now." And he levels a fucking gun at the artillerist, and he shoots twice. Only one of those hit, though, unfortunately.
Nah.
I'm not sure of the legality of this guy's actions, but I like him.
I run this fucking shit. Oh! So I get whatever I fucking say happens. I want the chair, you get in the chair. This artillerist touched my chair, I'm gonna fucking kill him. It is the artillerist's turn. And the enemy turn. Or, no, sorry, it's the orc's turn. And the witch. Holy shit, everyone's turn. Whoopsies.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who had turns before us.
Alright. The witch. Grabs hold of the ring across the field and goes invisible. Orc's turn.
So all right, buddy.
Looks at Clack and he goes,
"One more time.
We're gonna do a song and dance until either of us fucking hit each other." Nat 20.
That'll do.
I think that counts.
Don't forget he is an orc.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
That is true.
Come on.
Brutal critical.
How much?
46.
Oof. What?
You still up?
Hey, that got me.
You're still standing?
Hey.
How are you still standing?
Second wind saved him.
Yeah. Oh, that's
second
right.
One was a nat 1. And a third one is a 19 on the dice, which... with all his bonuses, will hit you. But not too bad. Only 5 plus 5 is 10 damage.
Oh!
It has a win.
You're still standing.
Just a boot. Oh, that smarted a little bit there.
Look, finally, like, the axe goes through your shield, like, almost crumpling it in two, slams right into your chest, and then he comes out, like, sweeps basically across your abdomen.
That was a lucky hit.
You have one fighting style. It's the shield. Once I break it, you'll be dead.
Aye, you got one fighting style, too. It's gonna be hit the floor.
Good one.
Sick burn, bro.
Sick burn, brother.
Clack, your turn.
Awesome. Double attacks. Alrighty then. Ha! Two hits. Boosh.
Vengeance.
Let's go. So, damage on the first one. It's a good old 13. Damage on the second one. That's a good old 12.
End this man's career.
Hit the... as he hits the ground. Good.
Excellent. You still have movement.
I don't think I do. I guess I could move a little bit. I would, to be fair, like, to get to that crown over there. So, yeah. I'll use all my movement to get as close as I can to the crown, which is about double my movement. Double or triple.
It's a bit further than that.
Yeah. As I sort of, like, fast limp away. Fuck you, you arc bastard!
He's very dead. Artillerist. He's going to basically do this dodge tuck where he gets, rogue. dodge is a bonus action, or disengage is a bonus action. He runs away from the chair, and then takes a shot at the octopus there.
I guess I'll get an attack of opportunity, or
bonus action disengage.
Oh wait, yeah, right, rogue stuff. My bad.
Like, I mean, if you want, but tell me how.
No, I'm just. It's my bad.
You take 7 piercing damage. Okay, Tide.
Hi, it is I, Tide Sandile. In my octopus form, understanding the situation has not exactly went well for everything, but the chair has been secured by the mob boss?
Yes. Well, it's you've raised it, so it's officially yours until the end.
Come here! 17 to hit.
Oh yeah.
Artificer. Come here. Ah, damn, I rolled 2 ones on the damage. 5 damage as I like scoop him up and wrap him up. He is now restrained in my grip.
Very much so.
I need you.
Perfect. It is beer.
My turn. Okay. So, are all my spells still bonus actions, or
for a whole minute?
For a whole minute. Okay.
Remember, you can only cast one level spell and one cantrip.
Yes.
So beautiful.
But now the opportunities are pretty much endless for you.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. I'm bleeding heavily and limping. Just throw that out there.
I don't have healing spells, mate.
He is a sorcerer.
Okay. Yeah, he's gonna use Firebolt then at the gnome artificer.
With advantage?
Is he being grappled right now?
Restrained.
Yeah. Restrained. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm homo.
You're homo? I'm homo.
So. Okay. 15.
With advantage?
Yeah, I rolled pretty low, actually. No.
15 ties.
15 ties, okay. And then Bjorn's going to cast Fly on himself and start making his way over to the crown. 60 feet is about there.
What? So. Trying to, like, jump in on my action there?
Maybe.
You don't want the table?
If you're going for the crown, I can go for this bench thing.
Table.
Does it look like it has a gem in it?
It doesn't.
No. You have to get closer.
There you go.
Yeah. He'll start floating his way over there.
So you just blast him, and then you go, but you, like, hitch up your ropes, and you're just fucking gone.
And bye. Tide has this.
She appears right in front of you.
Ah! Oh god!
Ah! Bjorn, and she brandishes. Oh, she this massive tent eyes. I need a she hits. I need a con saving throw.
2. Perfect. So that'll be 16 then.
Oh my god, so you only take half the 50 damage, so basically 24.
Oh my god!
And I am down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
She's gonna get your eyes.
Yeah, she like, basically this, like, spoon flies out towards your eye, so you're able to bring your hands up to stop it, but, like, she just... It's, like, literally carves skin off your face as it comes away.
I'm just, like, whizzing through the air, just smash into a spoon.
Yeah, basically. yeah. So you're down.
Our friend's been spooned.
Hot.
Clack.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do a double run to the ring.
Yeah, you should be able to get there.
Yeah. And then I'd like to be able to pick it up if I can.
Yep, for sure.
Is there a big gem in it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Big red gem.
Does it look similar to the ones we've already handled?
No, this one just seems like a fancy crown. Okay. But at least you've claimed it.
Yeah. I hold it in the air like an idiot.
Yes!
Yes!
That's mine!
My friends are dying! Yeah!
Then we'll turn his mob boss. He calls out to the octopus and he goes,
Hey there, Squidman. I really don't think we got off on the right foot. Why don't you just do better?
And you have inspiration.
Oh, cool.
Why don't you just do better? Yeah. It's such a mob way of giving inspiration.
Don't disappoint me.
Don't fuck up.
Now the artillerist is going to, I guess he'll just take out his weapon and try to hit you with disadvantage. Boy, I wonder if that hits. 12? AC 11, so it hits.
Okay.
You take 12 damage as this morning star flies out and slams into you.
Ooh. I'm taking 30 damage on that form.
Okay. Now it is your turn.
It's just boo, boo.
You just drop like Hulk him on the floor.
Yeah, I'm just starting to beat him to death.
Beat him off on the floor.
Well, fuck.
Nice.
I suppose the better question is, what's the witch looking like she's doing?
She looks like she's about to carve Bjorn's eyeballs out since he's on the ground and can't defend himself.
Mm-hmm. Not a feeling.
Throw the gnome at her.
Distant voice from nowhere.
Yeet.
I mean, yeah. That was the plan. Yeah. Because he's a target that got away. Maybe that'll distract her. Yeah, Tide's going to chuck the gnome at her.
So good.
5, 10 with the gnome in tow. Come here. And yeet the gnome at her. It's going to be a 17. And what was the inspiration? Dice?
A D8 to damage, to attack, to saving throws.
So, if we're doing this based on strength, I got a 17 plus 3, so that's a 20 to hit.
Yes.
And then I rolled an 8 on the inspiration die, so that's an additional 8 damage plus how much the gnome is doing.
How much tossing a gnome does?
It'd be an improvised weapon, probably, so...
I mean, it's a whole ass being. Let's do, like, a D10, right?
Okay, D10. I got a 5.
So 15.
So plus strength is 3, so 8. 18. So 16 points of damage as the octopus chucks a gnome at her.
And 5 pushing force.
Just thinking of when like a quarterback gets tackled by one of the linemen. Just.
No fucking way. So as you pick up this gnome, you run, you whip it out. Both of them, you whip it out. You fly. You see it fly over Bjorn's cards, slams into this amalgamation, and both of them die.
Oh.
Actually?
Bjorn and the witch?
The witch and the gnome.
The witch.
That's combat. You guys are able to claim the last few items, which is the crown and the table there. Underneath the table, you find a little hidden compartment there. We can say you got Bjorn up there tied.
Yeah. I love you, Moss Bob-san.
You find the gem there that looks like a dragon's eye emerald.
Ooh.
Radiating of power.
I put the crown on my head.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so, Clack, do write in your inventory that you claimed the crown, Tide. Okay. You technically did get a chair. And we can say,
I got a chair.
Say Bjorn found the gem under the table. Perfect. So you guys exit the arena, and the mob boss and Greg didn't greet you, and he goes,
this little guy, he said he's gonna pay me. You know what family doesn't do?
That doesn't pull out from family.
That's exactly it. Stop right now. Thank you very much.
And just need some human touch or something?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's not Diana Ross.
No. I feel like more than one artist. We just love Diana Ross in this house. Now turn around.
No, not Diana Ross again. No!
Turn around and you're two. Turn around and you're four. Turn around, you're a young girl. Going out the door.
A young girl?
Yeah, well, you're gorgeous. He kisses you on the forehead again. He goes, you have yourself a wonderful day. I'll see you at Grandmama's tomorrow.
Aye, that's right. The cousin's wedding. Shit.
Yes. Yes. We're meeting up early. I love falafels. We're going to do some falafels.
Sure. Why not?
Yes, why not? Perfect. You can bring these guys. These guys, they're family now, too.
Yeah, he kisses Tide on the forehead.
You stop making out with it.
On the forehead, and then he goes,
you guys have a good night.
I feel respected.
I feel violated.
I feel weird.
He called a young girl and then made out with. I'm just saying. This is okay.
The crown there is a magic item.
Yeah!
As you place it on your head, it kind of warps into your, you know, head.
And I will always know.
Okay. It was a good try.
Thanks.
Trying
to throw him off his game, so give me more stuff.
Jesus. I'm revoking your privileges. So you gain a... advantage on perception checks now.
Oh, okay.
Holy.
And you have 30 feet of true sight.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Tied that chair.
I thought it was for the mob boss.
Yeah. It was.
He pays you 300 gold for it.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
And Bjorn? You find that wonderful dragon's eye emerald. Mm-hmm. And Gregnan looks at you and goes,
holy shit. Yeah, I guess, wow, we got really lucky. That's exactly what we needed. Crazy, it was just, like, down the street.
Count it.
Yeah,
crazy. What is it, these millennials? We take those. Let's go.
The fuck?
And you guys head back to TGI Fridays. Nevertheless, with some drinks in hand, a walk me down, and some uplifted spirits. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening and being part of the Z Team today. Definitely check us out on all of our socials. Since this episode is already long enough, I'm going to just say, listen to every one of our episodes. We say it every time. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Stay cool. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.